Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Welcome to Borscht Beat. I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard Afenyo Es Asolo, which I'm certainly mispronouncing because this is a song title in another language, but I'm trying my best, and I wanted to share this wonderful song. The song composed and performed by the wonderful violin player, composer Zoe Acqua, from her fantastic new album Inval der Rhein, which was recently released on none other than Borscht Beat Records. So I thought I'd open with this in this episode because I wanted to continue the fan favorites from last week, but the next song that I had on my list was one that might be a bit controversial, and I didn't want to just cold open with that. So I put out this call, for those of you who missed last week or have forgotten since, I put out this call to my fans on social media to basically bring forward their favorite Jewish song. And what happened here is I got like dozens of replies, and only one song appeared more than once. And that song fell in the category, squarely in the category of the joke. Like someone put a threw a joke in there, and everyone had the same idea for the joke. Now, that joke was to say that the best Jewish song of all time was White Christmas, which many folks know was composed by a Jew, Irving Berlin. And I actually really like this song. I think that there's a lot of good Christmas music out there. I own a copy of Bing Crosby's Christmas record, and I've listened to it quite a few times. It's not because the songs are composed by Jews, but it helps, and it makes it, I don't know, funnier for me, a Jew, to listen to. So because of that, and because the fans want it, I'm going to play for you White Christmas. Now, listen to it, and, you know, if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, you can just flip some switches in your mind and change the words around so that it's about Hanukkah or Yom Kippur or something. But the fans wanted it. What can I do? I have to yield. I have to capitulate. Here you go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know,
where the treetops glisten, children listen.
And children listen
to hear
sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I buy,
days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
That was White Christmas, performed here by Bing Crosby. If we were doing this democratically, this would have been the fan favorite, because three of my fans, selected this one as the best Jewish song, which I'm sure all three of them were joking, but it's quite a nice song, and it gives us a chance to talk a little bit about Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin was born Yisrul Bailin in the Russian Empire in a place called Tyumen, which is in present-day Russia. He was an incredibly prolific, extraordinarily successful songwriter. He wrote such classics as Puttin' on the Ritz, White Christmas that we just heard, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better, There's No Business Like Show Business, and God Bless America. So this guy was the real deal. And he lived 101 years from 1888 to 1989. I have to say, he had a very interesting role in American music history, and we can claim him and be proud of him. And why not? Let's claim all the songs that he wrote. It's no harm to us to say, hey, a Jew with a very Jewish name, Yisrul Bailin, was responsible for so many great works of non-Jewish, broadly secular American culture. This next song that I'm going to play is actually probably my favorite one that was selected by anyone. I really love this song. I hope you do too. Enjoy.
Schlaf je mir schon Jankale, mein Schöner, die Egalar, die Schwarzen kämacht zu. Ein Gale, was hat schon alle Zehnderlach, muss nur die Mame singen, ein Lulu. Ein Gale, was hat schon alle Zehnderlach, muss nur die Mame singen, ein Lulu. Ein Gale, was hat schon alle Zehnderlach, und wird mit Masel bald in Cheder gehen. Und lernen wird Chumisch und Gemore, so weinen, wenn die Mame wiegt im Ein. Und lernen wird Chumisch und Gemore, so weinen, wenn die Mame wiegt im Ein. Ein Galle, was lernen wird Gemore, und steht der Tate, quält und hört sich zu. Ein Galle, was wachst der Tal mit Hochem, los ganze Nähr der Mame nicht zu Ruhe. Ein Galle, was wachst der Tal mit Hochem, los ganze Nähr der Mame nicht zu Ruhe. Ein Galle, was wachst der Tal mit Hochem, und agenit solche Reuch zugleich. Ein Galle, a kluger Hosenbocher, so liegen a so nass wie in a Teich. Ein Galle, a kluger Hosenbocher, so liegen a so nass wie in a Teich. Nu schlaf je mir, mein kluger Hosenbocher, derweil liegst du in Wigale bei mir. Es wird kosten noch viel mir und Mames Tränen, bis wann es wird ein Mensch aus von dir. Es wird kosten noch viel mir und Mames Tränen, bis wann es wird ein Mensch aus von dir.
That was Yankele, a song which to me is just so beautiful, perfect. It's like a perfect song in Yiddish. in my humble opinion. It was written by Mordechai Gebirtig and performed here by Mark Olf, one of my favorite performers of Yiddish song. The lyrics to this song say, "Go to sleep already, my beautiful Yankele. Close your little dark eyes. A little boy who already has all his teeth needs his mother to sing him a lullaby. A little boy who already has all his teeth. And with luck, he'll go to cheder soon. He will learn Torah and Talmud. Should cry when his mother rocks him to sleep. A little boy will learn Talmud. How delightful your father is. How delighted your father is when he listens to you. A little boy who is growing up to be a scholar doesn't let his mother rest at night. A little boy who is growing up to be a scholar and a capable businessman as well. A little boy, such a clever young groom, should be as wet as a river. Go to sleep, my clever young groom. Meanwhile, you are in your cot and still with me. It will cost your mother much hard work and many tears till you become a man." And I think that these lyrics and the melody that goes with it are just properly Jewish and evoke the culture and the themes that we want to hear. Of course, it's a lullaby. It's about growing up. It's sort of complaining about the child's behavior and dreaming of the child both becoming a scholar and a businessman. It's like, if you could just pack all of these expectations of this intergenerational expectation into one song and then give it like the saddest melody you could think of, there's just something to it. I don't know. It really, I think that the melody, even just the melody alone, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And the guy who's singing it, Mark Olf, born 1905, died 1987. He was a folk singer and a recording artist. He recorded 4 records for Folkways, 3 records of Yiddish songs, 1 record of Hebrew songs. I've played almost everything he's ever recorded on this program in the last 2 years. It's such a favorite collection of work of mine. He was born in Russia. He died in New York City. He lived for a long time in the Forest Hills area, Kew Gardens area of Queens. He was involved in at the Queens College for teaching Spanish guitar. He also was involved in WEVD, New York City's Jewish radio station. He wrote a book on Spanish guitar playing, and somewhere out in the world, there is a record of him playing Spanish guitar, not even in the Jewish setting, which I so badly want to hear and fear that it might just be lost to time somewhere out there in the ether. Anyway, there's my long-winded and excited talk about this song, which I love so very much. Let's just listen to some more music. Why not? Thank you.
As the Rebbe singt, as the Rebbe singt, singen alle Chassidim, singen alle Chassidim, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, singen alle Chassidim, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, singen alle Chassidim. Und als der Rebbe tanzt, tanzen alle Chassidim, tanzen alle Chassidim. Hopp, 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 tanzen alle Chassidim. Hopp, 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 tanzen alle Chassidim. As der Rebbe schweigt, as der Rebbe schweigt, schweigen alle Chassidim, alle Chassidim, schweigen alle Chassidim. Und as der Rebbe schläft, und as der Rebbe schläft, schlafen alle Chassidim, schlafen alle Chassidim. Schlafen alle
geschlafen, meine Chassidin.
That was As der Rebbe Singt, performed by the great Theodor Bekel, who you've heard so many times on this show. Bekel was born in 1924. He died not so long ago in 2015. He was a prolific actor, singer, musician, composer, and political activist. He was everything. He was born in Vienna, Austria. He died in Los Angeles. And he had a wonderful, incredible, fascinating career. We love him, and he did some extraordinary things. This song, As der Rebbe Singt, it's one that I've known for a long time. I mean, it's just a wonderful classic song in Yiddish, and one whose meaning is a little oblique to the listeners. I think the meaning is relatively clear to those who know the history. But the song is quite simple. It describes, as the rabbi sings, as the Rebbe sings, all of the Hasidim sing. When he dances, they all dance. When he sleeps, they all sleep. When he laughs, they all laugh. And when he eats, they eat. But when he talks, they're quiet. Or there's variations on this. But what I hear is that this is a song mocking Hasidic practice, about the ways that Hasidim follow the rabbi without putting much thought into it. That's not really a stance that I am enthusiastic about or stand by, but it's a song that's important and was selected by my fans. Do I think that it's hateful? No, certainly not. Not in modern parlance, but anti-Hasidic sentiment is pervasive in Jewish communities and outside of those communities. So I'd like to be wary of this type of attitude, at very least. That said, it's a great song, and I think that the way that Bekel does it is fantastic. It's a classic recording here. Let's get back into it. Thank you.
Hi-dai, ta-da-dai-dai, ta-da-dam-a-yai-dai-dai, ya-da-dai-dai, ta-da-dai-dai, ta da 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 ta da 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 ta da 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 ta da da ta da 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 ta da 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 ta da 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 ta da 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 ta da 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 ta da da ta da 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 ta da 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 Verkäufen dieser Poschkelach in Fugen auf die Droschke lach, hab ich mit dir in einem zusammen. Oi, ich und dir, in die und mir, hab ich aklam, ke un azir, ke etz alle feig alle mein. Ta-da-da-da-da, Verkäufen fremde Schalichlach, hab ich mit dir in einem zusammen. Ich und dir, in dir und mir, Herz alle feig, alle mein. Ta-da-da-da-da-da. Schlafen und a Kischale, abi mit dir in einem Saison. Ich und dir in die und mir, wie a Klang, ke un a Tier, ke zu feig alle mein. Ta-da-da-da-da-da. In waschen fremde Polech lach, abi mit dir einem zu sein. Ich und dir, in dir und mir, wie a Klang, kein junger Tier, geht's alle Weg, alle mein. Ta-da-da-da-da-da.
That was Die Sepochkalech, performed by the Klezmer Conservatory Band, a group that released a number of popular albums over the years and is still active today. I frankly love, love, love the Klezmer Conservatory Band. And Judy Bresler, the wonderful singer, featured on this recording and so much of the Klezmer Conservatory Band's music, is a friend of mine. It's just so pleasing to listen to this particular rendition of this song and all recordings by this wonderful band. This song is a very popular song at Yiddish sing-alongs present day, to the point where so many people sing it, it's become an inside joke of sorts. The lyrics say, "I'd sell my dear boots and ride on little wagons as long as I can be with you. Oh, me without you and you without me is like a doorknob without a door, my kitten, my little bird. I'd go in all the railway stations and sell scarves to strangers as long as I can be with you. Oh, me without you and you without me is like a doorknob without a door. I'd eat without a table and sleep without a pillow as long as I can be with you," etc., etc. It's a nice song, and it's one that I've heard an incredibly many times, sung by an extraordinary number of different people. And of course, the sing-along portion, the refrain, is a very popular refrain, I'll say. Well, more music. Why not?
Thank you.
That was Firin di Mechetonim Ahim, performed by the Klezmorim. And this instrumental is one that I'm not terribly familiar with, but I think the recording here is good, the tune is nice, and the title indicates that this is some sort of part of the wedding tradition in some way. Now, the Klezmorim, I think this is the first time I've played them on the program, if that's at all possible. They are, as with the Klezmer Conservatory Band, they were an early Klezmer revival group who, among other things, both put out pretty widely released vinyl records. So I see their records all the time. Whenever I'm going record shopping for Jewish records, I come across these two. If I'm going to find any from the last 50 years, it's the Klezmorim and the Klezmer Conservatory Band. The Klezmorim were the proper first Klezmer revival band. They got started all the way back in 75. So they were doing this bringing back of the classic Jewish party music style before many of their those associated with that movement, like the Klezmer Conservatory Band and the Klezmatics. And they're really wonderful. I really like these recordings. And I have numerous copies of each of their records just because they're all over the place. But, yeah, somehow never gotten around to playing them on the radio. So this is your, for those of you who are relying on me to hear this stuff, happy to share with you this wonderful work. And part of what's so great about this, I mean, it's sort of a footnote, but like sort of besides the point that is, but it still is quite important, is that they have this wonderful album cover by R. Crumb, that the great cartoonist, that just, it's iconic. I don't know how to even compare it to the music. It's a comparably iconic piece of work, just this album cover alone. Highly recommend you look it up. The Klezmorim, Streets of Gold. And with all of that, more music.
Oy, Kelden liegt gebunden mit der Strick, hoch im Himmel flieht der Spelden, dreht sich hin und zurück. Lacht der Wind im Korn, lacht und lacht und lacht, lacht der Opa-Toga ganzen mit der halbe Nacht. Dona, 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 dona. Schreit das Kälb, sagt der Feuer, Verge heißt dich deiner Kalb. Wolf gekennt nur seiner Feugel, Wolf gekennt nur seiner Schwal. Lacht der Wind im Korn, lacht und lacht und lacht, lacht der Opa-Toga ganzen mit der halben Nacht. Dona, 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 Binde Kälber tut men binden, und den schleppt sie um men Schäf. Wer's hat Fliegel, flieht a Räub zu, is bei keinem mit kein Knecht. Lacht der Wind im Korn, lacht und lacht und lacht, lacht der Opa Toga ganzen mit a halbe Dona, 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 dona Donna, 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 Donna.
That was Nahama Handel performing Donna Donna. Donna Donna is one of the most popular Yiddish songs, particularly outside of the world of Yiddish speakers, in part, or largely, because Joan Baez performed it through a translation that was done by the wonderful Teddy Schwartz, who I've played on the show before. And because of that, I've got numerous options for what English translation to read you. I feel inclined to read the most literal one rather than the poetic one that Schwartz wrote, or the poetic one, for that matter, that Shalom Secunda wrote. Upon the wagon lies a calf, lies bound with rope. High up in the skies there flies a swallow, flying to and fro. The wind laughs in the corn, laughs and laughs and laughs, laughs up a whole day and half a night. The calf shouts, the farmer says, "Who told you to be a calf? You could have been a bird, you could have been a swallow. People tie up wretched calves, move them around and slaughter them. Whoever has wings flies up, not enslaved by anyone." What a moving song, written by Shalom Secunda and Aaron Zeitlin, and performed by many, many people over its history, though it was composed originally in the year 1941. Nahama Handel, born 1936, died 1998, was an Israeli singer of some popular acclaim. She was born in Jerusalem, and she recorded a substantial amount of Yiddish work, including the collection Songs of the Vilna Ghetto, which I've played on the program before. She is one of these handful of iconic Israeli singers in Yiddish. And I don't play them very often, but happy to share them in this context right now. And as you can hear, it's in the typical style of that time for Israeli performances of Yiddish song.
Get so lang gewart, jeden Abendstag. Bring, bring, bring.
That was Olive Bass Gimmel performed by Schwecki, who, frankly, I've never heard of before, so that makes this particularly out of left field for me. But I appreciate it, because that's a really fun song, and it mixes things up a bit. Schwecki was born Yakov Choeka, and performs as Schwecki. He's an Orthodox Jew, and he's of mixed Egyptian and Syrian Sephardic descent and Ashkenazi descent. And this is what one of these contemporary Orthodox Yiddish songs, oh boy, is it different than the other stuff we usually listen to. And that's pretty cool, you know? I appreciate it when someone gets me a little bit out of my comfort zone. I hope you appreciate it as well. It's, you know, it's fun to dip our toes into what's going on culturally among Orthodox Jews as far as music goes. Okay, more music.
I'll tell you why I don't wanna know where you are. I got a joke I've been dying to tell you. Silent kid is looking down the barrel to make the noise that I kept so quiet. I kept it from you, Petzola. Missing from your life now. I could never be the puzzle pieces. They say that God makes problems just to see what you can stand before you do as the devil pleases. Give up the thing you love. first time I saw you, I knew it would never last. I'm not half what I wish I was. I'm so angry, I don't think it'll ever pass. And I was bad news for you just because I never meant to hurt you.
That was Pizzola, performed by Elliot Smith, a famed tragic singer-songwriter who died too young at age 34. He's not Jewish. His work isn't Jewish, but this song is titled Pizzola, a Yiddish word, and the word is in the song, so it's an ongoing joke that this is a Jewish song. And someone hopped on that joke train and sent it as a request. So if I'm going all in on the fan faves, why not include it this week? He was born in 1969 in Omaha, Nebraska, died tragically in 2003 in Los Angeles, and he is somewhere between an indie rock hero or an indie folk hero and a folk hero in general, I guess. People love his work. So, yeah, I'm all for expanding these boundaries, especially in honor of my fans' favorite, quote-unquote, Jewish tunes. Here's another one.
Es ist Herbst und was gegrünt für Geld verwirnet. Es ist Herbst und was geblüht für Geld. Und ich, was hab ich meint, sie ständig Frühling. Und ich halt in Hand die ganze Ewigkeit. Oh, fallen dicke Blätter, oh, fliehen dicke Teile, oh, wie will ich jetzt erblonden, wenn es liegt gedicht, der Nebel auf mein Weg.
Krakenvögel, sorgen treurig sei gesund dir, krächzt in Fenster uns, klock der Wind. Oh, wie wollt ich jetzt da weg von dannen, zu einer Breg, wie noch der Frühling grint. Oh, Nebul auf mein Weg. Flieht der Regen, a Galopp auf wilden Ferdl, räumt mir ein Assod, hat mich holt.
Zu Woche darfst du warten auf dem Frühling, als es hat der Ross in der Fülle keuschen Gold. Oh, fallen dicke Blätter, oh, fliehen dicke Teig. Oh, wie will ich jetzt erblonden, wenn es Lied geht
That was Harpstlied, written by Bela Schechter Gottesman, a beloved Yiddish poet and songwriter. And the lyrics, which are very timely, say, "See, it's fall, and the green, all that greened is yellowed, withered, all that has bloomed is gone, and I who thought that spring would last forever, and in my hand I hold eternity, oh, falling leaves, falling days, how will I wander now when the thick fog settles on my way? Sadly cawing birds say goodbye at the window, the moaning, wailing wind. I wish that I could get away from here to a shore where there is still green spring. Oh, falling, driving rain, gallops on a wild horse, whispers secret love into my ear. Why do you need to wait for springtime when autumn offers baskets full of gold? Oh, falling." A beautiful, sad song, and one that captures the season in some of its more glum and melancholic ways. Those are all of the fan favorites I have time for this week. I hope you enjoyed them. I actually have some more, so maybe I'll even resume the process another week. It's a pleasant thing to do, to mix it up, to get all sorts of variety into the program, and to bring you some of what you, my listeners, enjoy the most or jokingly want to elevate to the surface. Here's a clip of my grandfather talking about the joys that he had in his childhood despite being impoverished.
I don't think none of us knew we were poor, because we weren't poor. What would happen? Now, again, it's good to remember where a holiday would happen or something. My mother would, not only my mother, on every floor, somebody would come with a pot of food and give us a portion, and then go next to them, give them a portion. My mother would, she'd like to, whatever she'd like to do. And Alan, we had from Romania and from Poland and from this and from the.
It was a good life, right?
And we had a wonderful life, Alan.
Thank you so very much for listening to my program this week. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at BorschtBeat, BorschtBeat. Have a wonderful week, and be well.
Verbroche und Atzloche, Verleben und Gesundsein, in a gute und a maßliche Show, Lechaim, so sein mit Glück, Lechaim.
Lechaim, Lechaim, so sein.
No mir no lebedik und freilich sein.
Weil wie am Ella sein.
All Lechaim, so sein. Mit Glück, Lechaim. Lechaim, Lechaim, so sein. Das Leben ist am Mischmasch für uns.
Macht es bloß Asch von uns.
All Lechaim, so sein. Beiso macht ob ich hagecho. Steht bei uns ab, sie freien mir sie doch.
Besser statt zu sagen, Echo, macht man sich a Simche, will man Simches noch.
So sein, Glück, Glück, Lechaim. Lechaim, mein Tochter,
mein Weib. Das ist a Sibbe, a Tracht zu Torn.
Chibbe, a Schnaps zu Torn.
A Lechaim.
So sein,
der Moche.
Jo, Leserwoll.
Da langt alle Menschen zu trinken.
Was ist die Simche?
Ich nehme mir a Kalle.
Hey, 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 hey.
Devies älste Tochter Zeitlen.
So leben wohl, ich Sevje. So leben dein Tochter,
mein Weib.
So leid mit Joren, weil sollt dem Gott gedenkt er sein Gebot. Alle Heim soll sein, mit Glück, der Heim. Der Masel ist nicht bei uns, noch Maschke gibt's bei uns. Alle Heim! Gott sei Dank, dein, 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 dein
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Bank, a community bank serving Sullivan County and beyond for more than a century. Rooted in local relationships and growing with our customers, Jeff Bank offers full-service personal and business banking with a commitment to service. Jeff.Bank, member FDIC. From generous funding from the Public Media Bridge Fund, and from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Jack Schlossberg, the Kennedy heir and political influencer who's running for a seat in Congress.
I understand that content creation is a new profession and that it's not synonymous for many people with a quote-unquote real job. You have to make an argument in 90 seconds with a lot of complicated information.
I'll talk with Jack Schlossberg next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen tonight at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.